flashed a razor. John had never watched again. He had been afraid. But Roy had watched them many times, and he told John he had done it with some girls down the block. And his mother and father, who went to church on Sundays, they did it too. And sometimes John heard them in the bedroom, behind him, over the sound of rats' feet and rats' screams, and the music and cursing from the harlot's house downstairs. Their church was called the Temple of the Fire Baptized. It was not the biggest church in Harlem, nor yet the smallest, but John had been brought up to believe it was the holiest and best. His father was head deacon in this church. There were only two. The other, a round black man, named Deacon Braithwaite, and he took up the collection, and sometimes he preached. The pastor, Father James, was a genial, well-fed man, with a face like a darker moon. It was he who preached on Pentecost Sundays, and led revivals in the summertime, and anointed and healed the sick. On Sunday mornings and Sunday nights, the church was always full. On special Sundays, it was full all day. The Grimes family arrived in a body, always a little late, usually in the middle of Sunday school, which began at 9.